philosophic where the laws of Omel Chaver and the Sheikh Bey Mesu Liknes Kalim Shalmea Ma. Shita yes. And the Rajbo also alludes to the question that why is this Sugya doing over here? This is teaching us Dine Meshifa. More properly, it would have been to put it in the Perek of Meicher Esasvino, which says the Dine of Shar Shinyonim. Over here, we're learning Shnayim Meichsen. We're learning the Sugya of Chalitza. What's it doing in Shnayim Meichsen? The first Shaila on the Sugya is what Bechlal is the Sugya doing here? What Shaychis does it have? The Meichsen, you could say a nice Knage to answer that. In the sugi before, the Gemara asked that lichnev aroichiv in the Maisera, Toysis and the Rosh and the Chalik of the Rishonim learned that it was Nivim, Meshach Behema, Lichnev's Kalev, Shalem. As Lefi Zeh, we already have Meshach Behema Zu, Lichnev's Kalev, Shalem. The Gemara was far masquerade. As being that the Gemara was far masquerade, as now the Gemara handles what tak is the din by Mikvah's by Meshach Bei Mezu, Mikvah's Kalim Shalem. That's the one way of learning. The Rajbe himself says differently. The Rajbe answers, being that in the Sugya before we handle what's the din of Meshicha and the different ways of doing Meshicha in a Chamor and in a Gomel, as the Sugi before handled, what are the different ways of doing Meshicha? What's the Derech Meshicha? As the Gemara of here is handling also, what's the Derech to do Meshicha in Gevisera Ifan? As the Hemshech to the Sugi HaKoyim is that we're handling what the Darchei HaMeshicha is. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara is mistapik, Meshoich Behema Zu, Lignes Kalim She'aleha Mahu. The Shaila is, what's the suffix of the Gemara? Because it's a big machlekes Rishonim, how to learn the suffix of the Gemara. One side of the Rishonim is that it's the suffix is in Dine Meshicha. The Shaila is if it works, mi Dine Meshicha. And that's how Tosis learns, the Rosh learns, other Rishonim. The Shaila, if the Meshicha on the Behema works for the Kalim She'aleha. The Ramban and the Ritva Achoyle. They learn that mitzad the Meshicha, it's Zicha doesn't work. The Nidin is, if you koina the Behema, and now the Behema should be a chotzer and be koina the Kalim She'aleha midin chotzer. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. The Ritva makes a diuk like his Shita, because the Lashon of the Gemara is Meshoich Behema Liknais Kalim She'aleha. Frek the Ritva, lefi the way Tosis is learning, as the Nidin is if it's a Meshicha on the Kalim. As why is the Gemara speaking out the Meshicha is in the Behema? Liknais Kalim She'aleha. The Shaila is if the Meshicha is in the Kalim. As the Nidin is if there's a Meshicha in the Kalim or not. Meduyig in the Gemara, the Zichr is no Meshicha in the Kalim. The Meshicha is only in the Behema. You're only koyne the Kalim, he didn't chotzer. That's a diuk of the Ritva, like the other Rishayim, like the Ramban. The Shaila is Lefi, Tosis, and the Rush. How could you answer this diuk of the Ritva? As Lechayra Mikan is a Makar, the Ramchalek we're going to see Rav Nachum went in the Sugya Al Pi Rav Chaim in Hilchos Geneva, that Avada, you're not doing a separate Meshicha on the Kalim. Avada, the Ikka Meshicha is on the Behema. The Nidin is if the Meshicha of the Behema works with Gabi, the Kalim. I'm not doing a separate Meshicha on the Kalim. As I say, it's very Geshmak, the Lashon of the Gemara, Meshoich Behema, because the handler eye is if the Meshicha of the Behema works with the Kalim, Hagam, you're not doing a Meshicha on the Kalim. As that's the nekuda. The ritva is medayik. The lashon of the gemara is mashma mishoich behema mishoich kelim. That's mashma yekoyne the kelim yidin chotza like the Ramban. We saw yishuv the fi taisis. The Maisa, there's another diuk the other way, like Taisus. Because the Gemara in the Hemshech says, Mi mahanya meshicha de behema laknuye kelim. The fi the ritva, the needin is not Mi mahanya meshicha de behema laknuye kelim. The needin is Mi mahani the chotzer of the behema to be koine the kelim. The lashon of the Gemara, Mi mahani meshicha de behema laknuye kelim. Is mashma more like Taisus. The Shaila is it's a Meshicha klape the Kelim. Thus is the Diyukim in the Lushainis of the Gemara. But the Ikenekuda we have to see is the Machloikis in the Lomdis. What is the Hezber of the Machloikis? Is that we'll see in the Hemshech HaDvarmos. That's the two ways of learning. The suffix is are you kind of Meshicha or you kind of Midin Chatzah. You have to see the beer of both sheep. Frag the Gemara a side question. Liknais? Mi amalei kni? Alasag the Gemara, enoch inami. We're talking about in Tzir, where he said, b'sheich behemezu, v'kni kelem shehalal. As the Shad is, what's the problem with the Lashon of liknais? Why do you have to say the Lashon of kni? Why doesn't the Lashon of liknais work? As Rashi says, Liknais mashma ata is kavin liknais. Abani eini matne lecha. Liknais is mashma. Okay, you could do the kinyan, but I'm not matne to you. The shaila is so what? Lamaisa, you gave him rishus to be koina. What's the shot? As the ritva explains Rashi a little bit more by rishus. Zog the ritva because in order to be matne, you have to have a Lashon Mefurish, Umavur. And this is not a Lashon Mefurish, Umavur. That's what the Ritva says. Mitzarech Bir, we all know what he means. He means that he wants the guy to be koine. As what's the Chsar? As Reb Shmuel, in the Shiurim, Reb Shmuel asked the Shaila, and Reb Shmuel wants to buy a big Yisoid over here. He brings down from his Rebbe, Reb Shimon Shkop, that he was mistapet, what's the gedder of a das makne? Is a das makne, is it enough that I give you rishus to be koine, and then the koine does the kinyan? Or das makne means I have to have a das to be makne to you. As if Shmuel wants to learn, that's the hezber of the chesaret. If I say liknois, it means I gave you rishus. You could do the kinyan, you could shaf the kinyan, but I'm not shafing the hakno. And that's what the chesaron is. The chesaron is, I have to be magnet to you. It's not just enough that I'm giving rishus to you, and you do the kinyan. I have to be magnet to you, and that's the lotion of the ritual. The chesaron is in the das magnet. And over here you would see that when a person says Leich Meshoich V'kni or Leich Hazek V'kni, it's not Stam and Esinus Rishos. The Gedra Advarim is I'm being Makne to you through your Meshicha. Your Meshicha is a Maisa Kinyan, a Mayakna. As I have to say something that shows I'm being Makne to you. As Lefi Zeh, it's not a Shaila. He doesn't mean he wants you to be koina. Avada we know he means you want him to be koina. But it's not enough that we know he wants you to be koina. It has to be a lashon of akno. We have to see he's being makne to you. That it's not a lashon of being makne to you. This is the chesaron. The shaila is mimani meshicha de behema leknuye kelim oiloi. Amarava, I amale kni behenim, ki knelim, mi kani kelim. So, Meduik and you cleared the shaila when you didn't say kni behema. Masha, if you would have said kni behema, we push it, you'd be koine the kelim. Ay, why, chotzer ma'alechesi, v'chotzer ma'aleches, loy kona. It's a chotzer ma'aleches, a behema moves, and a chotzer ma'aleches is loy koine. As what's the reason why Chotzer Ma'aleches is loy koin? As over here, there's Yesodus Digger Rashi. There's two Nakudas in Rashi. Rashi says, Chotzem Aleches Loishamina Detikni, Dechi is Raboy, Mi'im Timotze Biyodoy, Gagoy Chatzeroy Vikarfifoy is Raboy, Deloy Nayid Vahavi Mishtaka. We only see in the Pasuk things that are Loy Nayid. Rashi doesn't say it's a Miyid. Rashi just says, we don't see more than that. We only see things that are loy nayim. And Rashi adds, v'have mishtamer. As Reb Chaim in Stencil, in Gittin, on Daf Chof Aleph, wants to buy a big machlokes, Rashi in Tosis, what the chsarin in chotzer she'ein chotzer maleches is. Tosis says, it's loy dumya diyad. The mocker of chotzer is from yad. As it has to be dumya de yad. A yad is not mahalach. But Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns the chsarin is einoy mishtamer. That it's not mishtamer. Not that it's not dumya de yad. The chsarin is that it's einoy mishtamer. Ad kan divrei grach in the stencil. It does different things with it. Mainaf gemina ledina. As there's a sefer divrei mishpat in Simin Reish, and he says a gishmaka nafkamina ledina. What would be if the behema would be in a cage? Not kfusa where it's tied up. The behema would be in a cage, and you have access to the behema. You could either walk in the cage, or from the outside of the cage, you have access to the behema. But the behemoth is walking around. It's moving around. Would you be kinder? He says, if the chsarin is maleches, it's einodum yediyad, like Tosfos, as in such a case, the behemoth is still being mahalach. It's einodum yediyad. It's walking. It's moving. It's not dum yediyad. But if you learn that it's a chsarin of einodum mishtameres, the word is not that the behemoth is walking. The behemoth is walking from you. You can't watch the behemoth because the behemoth is moving from you. It's not, you can't watch it. Abalu yiyeh, you have the behemoth locked in a cage that it's not going anywhere. You have total access to the behemoth. It can't take the chavitz away from you. You could be mishtamer. It is mishtamer be'etzem, the makom where it is. As then, enoch enami, it would be koina. As the Divrei Mishma Taka says, anaf gamina ledina in the tube shot. According to Tosis, the chsarin is, it's not a yad. According to Rashi, the chsarin is, enoi mishtama. That's step number one. Lemaisa, we have another Rashi in Shas. Rashi in Baba Kama, daf yud beis amid aleph. Rashi says, the chsarin of a chotzer Hamaleches is because it's lav chotzer. A chotzer is not something that moves. Something that moves is not a chotzer. The tzarech bir is that Rashi stira to Rashi over here or not? Rashi by Yos says it's a chsarin of einam mishtameres. Rashi over there says it's a chsarin of lav chotzer. If it's ain't a mishtamer, it's lav chotzer. Not true. I read the sugyas later on the furish that a chotzer she'ain a mishtameres is koina by a das acheres makna. As a chotzer she'ain a mishtameres is a chotzer, it just has a chsarn of ain't a mishtamer. There are raya, there are certain times where a chotzer mishtameres could be koina by das acheres makna, the sugya later on. As L'chayr, if Rashi is saying lav chotzer, it would sound more al derech toisis, that it's a chsarin in the mahusa chotzer. It doesn't have a shame chotzer. It's lav dum yed chotzer, lav dum yed yad. But L'chayr, you could say there are two kinds of eina mishtamer. There's one kind of eina mishtamer where the chotzer is in the same place. Just there's no fence around the chotzer. That's what the sugi is talking about later on. That's a chotzer. Just at this present point, it's not mishtamer. Then there's some things where the behemoth walks away from the bailer. it inherently is a davar she'ena mishtaber. It's not a davar, it's a davar which walks away from the bailim. It's mitzad atzma, is something that's not mishtaber. As over here, the chsar neveina mishtaber makes that it's a lav chotzeru. As him came, Rashi over there is not a stira to Rashi over here. Rashi over there is taking Rashi over here a step further. A chotzer which is running away from you, you can't keep things in, does heis nishkin chotzer. Ubefrat, if you understand, the maila of mishtamer is because chotzer is koine, because it's your makom that you keep your chotzer. That's the mahus of kinyan chotzer, the place you keep your chotzer. As if something's running away from you, you're not keeping your stuff there. It's not a safe place. It's running away from you. It's not a makom that I'm machzik my chotzer. Ulai is the key. As we have two Rashis in Shas. Rashi Bayos is meduyik tuchsar and it's einu v'shtamer. Rashi over there says einu chotzer. Kedaning is a different mahalik, or it's a tiefer way of understanding our Rashi. That's the nekuda. Okay. B'chi teme b'sha'amda. Hakol shilu mahalich loikana, amid v'yoshev loikana, v'hilchusa v'kusa. We're talking about where it's tied and it can't move. As it's not a chatzah mahalich, because it's kusa. Okay, this is the Yomar. Now let's start the beginning of places and see the Rishayim. M'shoich b'hem z'i z'u v'kli kelem she'elah v'voile k'ibin de m'shichas ha'behema sh'oleches mi'atzma v'shaychi v'kelem lo yikne ha'kelem. The suffix is because m'shichas ha'behema sh'oleches mi'atzma lo shaychi v'kelem lo yikne ha'kelem avle mama m'shoich kupa v'kli kelem she'b'teicha p'shitalei d'kani. Why is it so poshid that Meshaych Kupa v'kni kelim shebetaycha is pshita lei v'kani? As the Rush adds on Tesis two rayas. Aleph, from the Guf Divrei HaGemara. Why was the Gemara mistopic by Meshaych Behema liknes kelim she'aleha? Why wasn't the Gemara mistopic by Meshaych Kupa? Why did the Gemara pick a tzira Behema? Could have had the same suffix by Meshaych Kupa. Mashma, that Kupa is different. V'oid zog the Rush. It's a dover ha'poshet b'yoser. If you have a sack of potatoes, if you have a sack of apples, and you moishich the sack, you kind of the apples that are inside. Anytime you have an item of food in a carrying case, in a carrying bag, whatever you want to call it, a sack, as a vad, if you moishich the sack, you're kind of what's inside. It's var malayim and shas, and amoicher is a sviba. A zikr, when you're moishich a kli, you're kind of mashe b'teicha. As what's pshat in the Gemara over here? Must be the Gemara is only clearing by mishoich bey. Fetz of the shayla of what's the difference? Zeu mashicha, v'zeu mashicha. As maishna azum yizu. What's the difference between mashicha of a behema from mashicha of a kli? The mashicha of a kli is pashit, as why is mashicha of a behema different? As there's two ways of learning. There's the mahalich of the Tosis Rid and the Miri, which is more Pashit, and the mahalich of the Rosh. That's what we want to focus in on today. The Tosis Rid and the Miri explain Ba'oifin Zuh. The Meshicha of a Behema is that the Behema moves on its own. The Meshicha of Kelim is that you drag it. You hold on to it and you move it with your hands. The sugya is, it's being that the meshicha of behema is the behema is moving, and by kelim that kelim don't move on their own. Maybe the meshicha of a behema, which is a different kind of a meshicha, doesn't work for kelim. As this taisis vid is the taisis vid l'shitasai in the sugya before. Taisis Ridlishi in the sugya before was miyasid. The Gemara before says if you meshecha behema, you koinin rishos harabim. Freg the Taisis Rid in the Gemara in Baba Basra and Ayin Vava Midbeis. The Gemara is mavur that if you're Moshech Kalim, you're not koinin Rishus Arabim, Zot the Taisis Rid, you see there are two forms of Mashicha. There's one, the Mashicha of Behema, one, the Mashicha of Kalim. And they have different dinim. The Mashicha of Behema, koinin Rishus Arabim. The Mashicha of Kalim, loy koinin Rishus Arabim. Shtei Mashichas Ninu. It's one Av. Mashicha, but there's two toldos of the Kenyan Mashicha. Mashicha's Bema, Mashicha's Kalim. It's a different derech, a different hoiroz bailis, a different maisa of Mashicha. Oh. Say, Bezei, over here is a continuation to the Taisis Rid. Over here, the Gemara is clarifying if the derech Mashicha of Behema will work for Kalim. Thus is the Shaila. Frexach the Shaila on the Taisis Rid. The Gemara says Art Seer is talking about where the behemoth's kfusa. It's tied up. As the behemoth is not moving on its own, the behemoth is tied up. As how could you say the suffix of the Gemara is when you're making the behemoth move on its own? Does that work for the Peiris? Because that's not a good Mashicha Kapi Peiris or Kalim that are on top of it. Hare, over here we're talking about kfusa. As the Taisis Rid is Mucha, what it says in the Meiri Mefurish, the beginning of the Gemara is not talking about Kfusa. That which the Gemara says Kfusa means you were Koifis it after you were Moishach it. The Seer is talking about you Moishach the Behema to be Koine the Kalim Sha'alea, and then you were Koifis the Behema. Oh. Adam's going to tie up. It's a Dochuk Maskim of its Meiri. The Miri says, "Thus is shot in the Gemara. Ain laws. Thus are the Miri, and thus is a Gilui on the Taisis Rid. That's the way he's gonna learn the Gemara. That we're talking about. Number one, you did the Mishicha, then you did the Kvisa. Oh, that's the way. You
learn. It's not Kvisa. Then how does the Mishicha work?
What?
Mishicha can never work for the Bema. How could the Mishicha work for the Kalim before
Why
you
not?
Have them?
Why not? That's the suffix of the Gemara. If a Mashicha of Behema works for the Kalim, then
the Mashicha would actually work.
What?
It's only once the Gemara is Mechadish that was tied up.
No. Before it's tied up. The Shaila Mashicha is before it's tied up. The Kvus is only an Afkamina, Klapi Chotzer. It will only be an activated Chotzer when you tie it up afterwards. Then it would work. We didn't Chotzer. But the beginning of the Sugya is talking about where it's not Kvus. That's the Mahalach of the Taisis Rid. It's a big, big chiddush. But that's how the Taisis Rid and the Meiri.
Lashon of Mashicha means that you're pulling, and that how do you understand that it's going by itself?
It says the word Mashicha by a behemoth too. It means you're causing it to move. Causing it to move is a form of moving it. Mashicha means pulling, causing it to move. It doesn't have to literally mean you're dragging it. Mashicha could be used as a word of making something to move. That's also called Mashicha. The Rush is Chayyim. The Rush learns the Pashas of the Gemara is Mashma. When the Gemara says Bekfusa, Mashma, the suffix of Meshoich Behema V'kni Kalim Sha'aleh is talking about by Kfusa. As therefore the Rush is Mechadish, that even though by Kupa there is no Shaila, Abba Kfusa is different. Because Bederech Klal, the Kenyan you use by Behema, is to get it to move. As even though over here you're dragging it, still the Gemara has a suffix. Azeza the Rush. Vitzarech Iyun Godo, my comma. What's the Havana in the Rush? I hear Bederech Klal, the way you get a behemoth is to get it to move, is you move it. You talk to it, you hit it, you make it move. Up over here we're talking about with a behemoth's kfusa, you're dragging it. As if you're dragging it, you're dragging it. As why is it different than when you're dragging a kupa with peiris inside, a sack with peiris inside, when you're dragging a behemoth with things on top? Thus is the big Shaila on the Rush. And Rav Nochum asks another chutz in the etzem pshat of the Rush, which is Sarach Beer. Rav Nochum asks that the Rush says it's tully what the derech of the behema. What's the derech to do to the behema? Bitzarich Ian, over here you're doing Mashicha in the Kalim. Through the Behemoth, you're moving the Kalim that are on it. Oh, but the Mashicha's in the Kalim. So what do we care what the Derech of the Behemoth is? Are you over here, the Mashicha that you want to be kindness because you're doing a Mashicha in the Kalim. So what do we care what the Derech of the Behemoth is? As number one, what's the Hezber of the Rosh? Who cares what the Derech is over here? You're moving it. And number two, why is it Tali what the Derech of the Behemoth is? As Zakrim Nochum, in this Rosh, you see a Gevaldike Chiddush in the Sugya. Yesh Lestapik, what is the reason why when you Moshech the Behemoth, how are you doing a Mashicha on the Behemoth? One way of understanding it is, when you're moving the Behemoth, you're moving the Kalim too. You're moving it together. When I'm moving the Shtender, I'm moving the Shtender, I'm moving the Gemara on top of the Shtender, the microphone on the Shtender, I'm moving everything. I'm moving everything. Touching it by the Shtender. But I'm moving everything by moving the Shtender. I'm moving everything that's on top of it. It's Kilo, I moved everything. So if you look well at the Lashon of the Tosis Rid, the Tosis Rid says that when you're being Moshech the Behemoth, you're doing a Maisa Meshicha in the Kelim Shal Gabe a Behemoth. As the Tosis Rid understood, that being Moshech the Behemoth means you're moving the Kelim Shal Lev.
Awesome.
As I was saying, the Tosis Rid had to learn, we're talking about it here. It's not Kvusa. Because once it's Kvusa, you're Zicha doing a good Meshicha. There's no Makom for a suffering. However, the Rosh will learn, Rav Nochum brought Rav Chaim in Hilchus Geneva, Perek Gimel, says a Rizig Yechidish in the Sugya. Rav Chaim wants to suggest that you're not doing a Mashicha on the thing that's on the Behemah. The Mashicha is only on the Behemah. But the Mashicha on the Behemah works for the Kelim She'olah. As it's not the word, you're doing two Maisa Mashichas. You're doing a Maisa Mashicha and the Behemoth, and a separate Maisa Mashicha and the Kelim, because you're moving both. No, you're only doing a Maisa Mashicha and the Behemoth. No, the Maisa Mashicha and the Behemoth works on the Kelim. Now, why aren't you doing a Maisa Mashicha on the Kelim? The Chayr, the Taisis Rid is right, Misvara. Why aren't you doing? As Reb Chaim is not Masper. Yeah. As in the Ramban, in Baba Basar, in Pei Vav, he says, a Shena Svara. He said, because the Kalim that are on the Behemah are not moving from its place. What does Mashicha mean? You're moving it. Bishlema, the Shtender was on the ground over here. When I move the Shtender, I'm changing where it is on the ground. As if I'm changing where it is on the ground. Thus, I moved it. I moved it. Aber, the Kalim, where are they? They're not on the ground. The Kalim are on the Behemah. And they're still on the Behemah. They didn't change the place where they was before. As thus, haste Nishki Mashicha. As you're not doing a separate Mashicha on the Kalim. Nor was. Oh, so how does it work? What's the pshat?
For the animal can either move from that particular part of the animal.
The animal is one item. It's one feld. As every part of the feld moved from where it was before. Yeah. Masha ain't gain the kli is a separate item. It's a separate thing. And it didn't move from where its place was. He's asking, the foot moved, but the top of that behemoth didn't move from the karka. The behemoth is the whole behemoth. As if the foot moves, that means everything moves. Yeah. This is a different clue.
What about the apple and the sack? Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Yeah, same thing. But over there, it's poshit that it works. Mashenkin over here, it's not poshit. Yeah, same thing. Same thing, apple, sack, everything is the same. So how does it work? As in order to explain it, we want to show a different rush. A rush in Amoicher es Asfina in Daf Pei Vav. There's another rush that talks about our Sukkah. Zog the rush like this. The Rosh says the reason why, when you're Moshech HaBehema, you kni the Kelim She'aleha, is because the Kelim, the Behema is a basis to the Peirush She'aleha. As the Behema is the basis of the Kelim She'aleha. Those are the words of the Rosh. As the Rosh over here says that the need in it and the Shaila in our sugya is the could the Behema be a basis to the Kelim She'aleha? Words of the Rosh. Fact Rav Issa Zalman in Hilchos Gneiva Peri Gimel on the Rambam, that's different than the Rosh over here. The Rosh over here explains that the word is that it's not the derech of Kelim to do a Mashiach's Behema. Over there he says a different word. It doesn't become a basis. Therefore, Rav Issa Zalman says that the Rosh over there is learning the sugya, not like the Rosh over here. It's a whole new pshat in the Rosh. Vitzarech Ian Gadol. In Taisis, you could say that Taisis in one Masechta was written by a different Baal Taisis, like the Marshal says in the Hakdavah to the Yamshel Shleimu. But the Rosh is the Zelba Rabbeinu Asher. Yeah. And he wrote it in every Masechta. Zeyeshver, he would say a whole new pshat in the sugya, and Imamish didn't say he's saying a different pshat than what he said in the sugya bin Kaimar. Ubiyeser, on the bottom of the Rosh is the pirish of the Pilpule Charifta. It was a very early act. Zog the Pilpule Charifta, why isn't it a basis? Like the Rosh explains in Baba Mitzia, because ain't darkai bekah. As we see clearly in the Pilpule Charifta, he was not sold by Rav Issa Zalman. He did not hold that these are two different rushes. He held that one rush is mashlim the other one. They're saying different words, but they're both true. Vos is the pshat. As in order to understand it, we'll just do a little bit of akdama. Poshe, what's the pirish amilim of a bosses? As bosses is a musig we all know in Shabbos. There's a muksa called basis. That if something's a basis, it's nitfal to the chefetz, and it's nase ke'echad. If it's a basis l'muksa, it's kimuksa, and therefore it's muksa too. Basis is always a lashon of tfeilus. The fidus rush, we have a gevaldike giloy in the rush over here, which is a gevaldike giloy on Reb Chaim Brisker's pshat. That what's the pshat? The kelim on it fall into the behema, and memela they become a davar echad. So whatever you're doing in the behema works for the kelim too. It's nitfa. This is the word of bosses. It's nitfa. As what's avada, the maisa mashiach was only on the behema. It's not on the kelim. But the shaila is, maybe the kelim on it fall into the behema. If the kelim on it fall into the behema, so whatever you do on the behema is chal on the kelim also. Thus is the shaila, if the kelim on it fall into the behema. Those are the words of the Rosh in Hasvina, in Baba Basra, Daf Pei Vav. Now let's come back to the Rosh by Oz. What's the shaila if it's nitfal or not? The Rosh over there didn't explain what the Shaila is if it's Nitfal. He just said, the Shaila is it Nitfal? But he didn't explain what is the Shaila, what is the Havana, what's the Hezbil, why should it be Nitfal or not? That we open up the Rosh over here, we have a Gevaldi Gibshat. The way normally you do Derech Mashiach on a Behema is to make it to go. As a behema, b'derech chlal has a different tayrus mashicha than kelim. As linyane mashicha, you can't say the kelim are nitfal to the behema because the derech hamashicha is differently. As memela, therefore, it's enoi nitfal. As if we learn the rush like the pilpule charifta, is doch gewaldig. Bo rush hazeh v'giloy al zeh, mamish alichtig upshan in the rush. The nidin in the sugya is the maisa mashicha is on the behema. It's not on the kelim. Because the Kalim didn't move from their place. But the Maisa Mashiach on the Behemah is going to work on the Kalim. How? Because it's Nitfal. Now the Shaila is it Nitfal or not? Loshen HaRosh in Baba Basra. And the Rosh in Baba Metziah explains, what's the need? And if it's Nitfal, being that it has two different Tairis Mashiachas, the Derech Mashiach is different. As Linyani Mashiach, you can't say one's Nitfal to the other one. Because there in Yani Mashiach are different. That'll be as Lafiza, it's Gavaldik, why the Rosh says it's totally on the Derech Mashiach of the Behema. Because it's the Mashiach of the Behema that's working for the Kalim Sha'alel. As it's totally what the Derech of the Mashiach of the Behema is. As even though we're talking about Kfusa, as the Maisa Mashiach that you're doing here, is a Maisa Mashiach of Greira. Oh, but that's the Yoifi Shemot. The Maisa Mashiach is not enough. The Chefsa has to be Nitfal. The Chefsa of the Kalim has to be Nitfal to the Chefsa of the Behema. And being that they Bederech Klal have two different Darkei Mashiachas, the Chefsa of the Kalim is not Nitfal to the Chefsa of the Behema. As Enoch Inami, the mice is a mice greater, but it doesn't make a difference. The chefs is not nitfal in Yoni Mashiach. Being that Bederech Klal, they have a different oifen of Mashiach. Thus is the Mahalich of Reb Chaim. Kimuvan, we added to Reb Chaim the Rush over there, the Rush over here. That's what Reb Nochum did. And then it's God, a lichtiga Reb Chaim. However, Reb Chaim himself asks a bomb question on his pshat. Zog Reb Chaim, he brings a raya to this pshat, this chiddush of Reb Chaim. Of Reb Chaim Tain is, of a man nase, have a mefurish gemara fakir. Even though he mamish boys at shtar, what's the gemara that he asks? As the Rush brings a gemara in Shabbos. That the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about Tzir. What's the Tzir? You have a sack of apples. You moved half the sack into from the Rishus HaYochid that it was in to the outside. As Klapi Shabbos, it's Moiti Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaRavtei. Of a Klapi Kinyan, Mashenegel in Yonenu, is you did a Meshicha on half the sack. As it says, the half the sack that you put into your rishus, you're koina. The other half the sack, you're not koina. As half of the apples, the part of the apples that are on your rishus, you're koina. The part of the apples that are on his rishus, you're not koina. Abba Frek Reb Chaim, if the Mashiach is through the item which the Caleb, the Paris are in, you're doing the Mashiach on the sack. You're not doing the Mashiach on the apples. The sack is one sack. As the sack is half in his rishus and half in your rishus. A Mashiach on half a sack is not a Mashiach. As Bishleim, if the Mashiach is on the Paris, as is Doch Gewalding. The half of the Paris that you took out of his rishus and put into your rishus, you did a Mashiach on. As you should be going to half the Paris, because half of the Paris are in your rishus. You did a full Mashiach on half of the Paris. There are 100 Paris in there. 50 of them you took out. The 50 that you took out of his rishus and put into your rishus, your koina. Aber lafi, the way Reb Chaim's learning, that the Mashiach is not on the Paris. The Mashiach is on the kli that's holding the Paris. The kli that's holding the Paris, you didn't totally take out of his rishus. As if you didn't totally take out of his rishus, as there's no Mashiach on it. If there's no Mashiach on it, how could it work for the Peiris? Vitzarech Iyu. Reb Chaim still printed the shtickle. Yeah. Kiyadua, there are many parts of his sefer that Kiyadua he burned. He didn't want anyone to find what he held wasn't right for print. As his mom has burnt it, he didn't want anyone to touch it. Yeah. He was also a brisker, yeah. My mom is Margaret, yeah. Oh, he printed the shtickle. Tanu kinere, he's waiting for us to answer. He held it to muchach the gevolt. The mamish bided in the rush. I, Reb Chaim, has a kasha. He doesn't have a teretz, but he wants us to answer. As havai liting la'olam ayoyim, that the it should be in his basha. What could you answer such a kasha of Reb Chaim? Bez Hashem will come back tomorrow. Can domani the fee what we saw is a big makom to say a shame of Yishur on the Shiloh. But Venus V, the first thing is to appreciate the question. So call Shane Shiloh. Yes. Let's handle the question, think about the question, and Bez Hashem tomorrow will come back, we'll finish traces, and we'll see the Chelik, the Mahalath of the Ramban, and the Sugya.